1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The fate of the budget over the next 2 years will now be decided by Governor Tony Evers. The Republican-led legislature passed the two-year funding bill last week with provisions that Evers has promised to veto. Those include a $32 million cut to the University of Wisconsin system over diversity offices and a tax cut that favors the wealthiest Wisconsinites. The governor's office can make the changes to the budget through specific line item vetoes, or he could veto the entire budget and require the legislature to start over. The fight over the future of Wisconsin's elections administrator is likely headed to the courts. Terry Bell with more.
Wisconsin's six elections commissioners deadlocked on nominating Megan Wolf for reappointment last week. Commissioner Ann Jacobs is one of the three Democratic commissioners who abstained. She says the language of the laws make it clear that Wolf stays on the job.
And they begin with the clause, if a vacancy occurs. Quite simply, under the law itself, a vacancy hasn't occurred.
Jacobs points to the Wisconsin Supreme Court decision that let Fred Prehn stay on the Natural Resources Board after his term expired. Nevertheless, Senate Republicans are pushing to force a confirmation vote, but Jacobs says Wolf doesn't have to cooperate.
Why would she go when she is the administrator and there's nothing to have a hearing about?
Many Republicans blame Wolf for perceived problems with Wisconsin's election system. Jacobs was on Upfront on WISN-TV yesterday. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
There's a new push in Congress to stabilize milk prices and save family farms. The Milk from Family Dairies Act would set a minimum price that processors would have to pay farmers. It would also encourage farmers not to overproduce, which sends prices down. Lynn McBride is active in the National Family Farm Coalition.
Our plan would send signals to dairy farmers across the country about the amount of milk that's demanded in the market, and any dairy farmer who's interested in exceeding that wouldn't be paid the same as all the dairy farmers who are meeting that level.
The coalition would like to see the proposal included in the U.S. Farm Bill. Congress is set to vote on it this fall. Home prices in Wisconsin have more than doubled over the past 10 years, outpacing neighboring states here in the Midwest. That's according to a new report out from the University of Wisconsin Extension, using data from the Wisconsin Realtors Association. The report credits lack of housing supply following the Great Recession, preventing the state from keeping up with demand and leading to the staggering increase in prices over the past decade. Since February 2012, Wisconsin went from the second lowest median home sale price in the Midwest to the second highest, according to the report. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. If you're traveling over the next couple of days, you won't be alone. AAA says over 50 million people are traveling for the July 4th holiday. To avoid any delays, it's important to make sure things are in order before heading out.
The biggest calls that we get to our roadside assistance line are relating to tires and batteries. So if you have a chance, get your vehicle in.
That's Nick Jarmuse of AAA. In addition, AAA is offering free transportation to help keep intoxicated people off of the roadways this Independence Day. You can call 855-2TOW-2GO to get a free ride home. The service continues through Wednesday morning. And it's been very dry this summer so far, but widespread rain is in the forecast over the next couple of days. Scattered strong storms are possible on Independence Day, with rain lingering into Wednesday. Otherwise, it will be very warm and humid early this week. Have a happy and safe Independence Day. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers host the Cubs. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew is back home after their road trip. The Brewers taking 2 out of 3 games in Pittsburgh after beating the Pirates yesterday 6-3. William Contreras got things going in the third. Brian Anderson with the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Contreras sends it into deep left center field. That is way back there, and Contreras sends it out of here. A 3-run home run.
Brewers Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, William's having a really nice season. I mean, he's having an excellent season. Our catchers in general are having excellent seasons, and Williams is the offensive player combined with the defensive player that we were hoping we could get, and we're lucky to have him.
Colin Ray got the win. Closer Devin Williams got the save and learned he's headed to the All-Star game again this year.
It's a really special honor to be selected to this game, so it's just kind of that I keep working to get better. You know, I'm really grateful.
So the Brewers opening a four-game home series today, first pitch at 1:10. Golf, Bernhard Langer wins the U.S. Seniors Open in Stevens Point, finishing 7 under par, 2 shots ahead of Steve Stricker, 3 ahead of Jerry Kelly.
It's been a long time coming, but, you know, the record of 46 wins happened this week. It's certainly one of the greatest tournaments we ever compete in. And, you know, to beat this field where everybody was here, especially Stricker and Kelly on their home grounds, is a very special feeling.
College football. The Badgers have suspended linebacker Jordan Turner after admitting he was arrested on an OWI charge. NBA. The Bucks re-signing Jay Crowder to a one-year deal. Over the weekend, they also signed a two-year deal with Brooke Lopez worth $48 million. Bucks GM John Horst on signing Chris Middleton despite only playing in 33 games last season.
Chris obviously had stops and starts last year. It's part of anyone's NBA journey. Probably easy to forget the Iron Man that he was prior to that.
That's Bucks GM John Horst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin
or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Weather brought to you by Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. Bring your friends and family this week and enjoy these great movies. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, Cocaine Bear, and the Super Mario Brothers. Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. Learn more at amorytheater.com.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Mancrute. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered storms today. Otherwise, mainly clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 92. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 65, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 88. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 76.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You know me. Are you comfortable? Oh, yeah. Make it right. Up to Kev D, y'all. In the house. Once again.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means under the helmet with the grave digger, none other than Gilbert Brown is on the line, man. So Gilbert, before we went to break, man, you know, we had talked about this heart-wrenching story about a young man whose life you've been engaged in with his family since he was 6 months old. This young man is born with what they call a flipper, and because one of his arms, there is no arm, and the other one is not even a forearm. And this young man has been doing and dedicating his life to serving and helping other people. And so you, Gilbert, this young man now is 17 years old. He's not a boy anymore. And he works. And you noticed the young man didn't have – he told you he walked to work, and you made your contacts and was able to help purchase a vehicle for this young man to get back and forth to work. And the story was written by a young man that you want to tell us about, another young man.
I don't know, man. It's just one of those things where, you know, my foundation, my mission statement is to help children, you know. It can be from cancer, it can be from depression, it can be from bullying, it can be from disabilities, it can be from a lot of different things that my foundation does. And at the end of the day, what's so great about my teammates is if I pick up the phone and ask them to come help, they come running.
Right.
It's to the point where it's for us, some people might say, oh man, you know, we got some work to do. But then again, we miss that camaraderie in the locker room.
Right.
And this is why the guys are coming, is because we miss each other. And in order for us to see each other, we doing good for someone else. That's what a Green Bay Packer is all about.
You know, man, you talked about that camaraderie. That will stay with you guys for the rest of your lives, right? Because, you know, Willie Davis and them, even to the end of his life, whenever the Packers had a game, a big game in Green Bay, all them cats, if they could barely walk, they made it there, man. And I don't care how many times over those years them cats got back together time and time and time. And so is it just like yesterday when you get together?
You know what, man? I love seeing Jerry Kramer turn the corner and see Dave Robinson.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's like, no matter what they've been through or what happened to them or whatever, you can feel the love between those two.
You mean even to this day?
Even to this day.
You know, Gilbert, part of it has to be, because I watch those guys, and those guys are two of a few that are left, right? Their circle gets smaller and smaller.
Yeah, every year, man. Every year, man. I mean, Bart Starr was a great individual to be able to know.
Right.
And meet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Humble. And he was an integral part of the Green Bay Packers and that tradition that was pushed down through the years. He started it as a player.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Losing him. And then seeing these guys when they do get together, Boyd, Dollar, all these guys, you know, even Lynn Dickey and his crew through the year,
right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? And it's kind of like I sit around and I'll go back and forth with Lynn Dickey because we got a connection. Lynn Dickey went to Kansas State. I went to Kansas. So we can be going back and forth about the college rivalry. It's that love, that connection that an old guy and a younger guy get, but it's all still in that locker room of the Green Bay Packers, matter what age you are.
Well, you know what, Gilbert? You and your generation pretty soon are going to be the elders as these cats start to fade away. That's the way the life cycle is. And so all those years that you guys were, you know, seeing Bart and them, man, Willie Davis and all them cats, these younger cats going to be seeing y'all. And y'all
you know what's
be...
hard about that? You know what's hard about that, Earl, is that over the years, you lose some people.
Right.
And off that team, I believe we lost three, Fritz Schirmer, Reggie White, and Wayne Simmons. Three integral parts of us winning that Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the suck part about it.
Well, you know though, Gilbert, imagine. People just try to imagine the first Super Bowl, the second Super Bowl. Green Bay Packers won the first two Super Bowls. And that group and all of them, there's only a handful of guys left, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But there's only a handful of them left. And guess what? I watched the first two Super Bowls, man. To me, those were the Super Bowls because it was the NFL against the AFL. They weren't playing each other during the season.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm M. Nguyen. Authorities in Baltimore are now offering an $8,000 reward for information after 30 people were shot early Sunday. Two died, and Mayor Brandon Scott says,
"We're going to be here until we find them, until we hold them accountable, until they are held accountable for the actions that they took, because we cannot rest until they do so."
14 of the victims were under 18. 60 million people are under heat advisories across the country, and severe weather could impact holiday air travel, with more busy air travel expected. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will travel to China later this week. She'll be the latest Biden cabinet official to visit China in an ongoing bid to reduce tensions. Over 2,000 Israeli troops raided the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank. At least 8 Palestinians have been killed in the ongoing operation. More than 150 people were arrested on the sixth night of demonstrations across France. This is ABC News.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Wisconsin DNR is asking people to consider attending a public fireworks celebration rather than putting on their own shows. That's because of ongoing drought conditions and elevated wildfire risk. The DNR says fireworks are not allowed on DNR-managed lands, and in many places, fireworks that leave the ground or explode are not allowed. Fire officials say dry conditions lead to fires spreading more quickly.
Our real concern is the neighboring buildings and structures and where those things are going to land, and then the property damage and the risk to life is much more significant.
That's Bill Sullivan, Madison Fire Marshal, who says most fireworks in city limits across the state are illegal. If you are using fireworks, make sure you have the right permits and set up in an area that is less likely to catch on fire. Many communities in western Wisconsin will have fireworks shows at dusk through Independence Day. Have a happy and safe 4th of July. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
It's not just about the barrels and construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org, brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Networks, Twitter, Instagram.
Gilbert, 844-967-2789. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. So, Gilbert, the Packers are playing the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving. Let me tell you, man, my memories as a young boy and first getting turned on to football as a young boy. The Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving. Man, family together, you know, my entire family together, cousins, everybody, mother, you know, cooking that big meal. I didn't realize just how hard she was working until I started trying to do something like that. And and getting everybody together around noon. That games used to be around 2 o'clock then. and knowing that the Green Bay Packers with Bart Starr and Willie Wood and Herb Adley and Paul Hornung and Jim Taylor and Bob Skowronski and Jerry Kramer and Ray Nitschke and man and what was the cat's name? Tight end
Max.
No, Max McGee Max was McGee. Wide receiver. Tight end. I forgot his name, man. But on and on and on. And man, as a young man, watching those games is my first love of football on Thanksgiving. And it used to be every year. It was the Packers and the Lions on Thanksgiving. The greatest day of the year to watch football was the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions. They're bringing that back.
Let me break it down to you, Earl. First of all, how could you tell which team was which when y'all was watching it black and white?
That's what made it, man.
Because that's how if it's like what you say it is, it you just coming off of leather helmets and stuff. So it was just like. How can you tell which team is which when you don't know the color of the team? Because your TV was black and white.
Well, because one team had a lion on the side of the helmet. The other team had a G on it. So that's how you could tell the difference. But what it was, Gilbert, was tradition.
Yes.
Football is about tradition. Is it or is it not? When you talk about pro football.
And tradition is the deep. Not long is the Detroit Lions playing on Thanksgiving. Love them or hate them, they had to play on Thanksgiving because they were the Thanksgiving team. Them, and then, you know, Dallas.
And Dallas. In
somewhere
and later on Dallas,
because
right.
Because they had to be America's team, which is crap. But, of course, you know, Dallas is Dallas and Detroit Lions and Detroit Lions. But as far as tradition, two of the most storied franchises in the NFL have most of all of the tradition. I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Both of those teams have the biggest fan base, one of the biggest fan bases in the NFL.
Both kind of smaller towns.
There you go.
You know, Kansas City,
One known for barbecue, one known for cheese.
Man, Kansas City, Lynn Dawson, Willie Lanier.
Oh, my God.
I love the Chiefs because the Chiefs were the first team that had white shoes, man. Everybody else.
Wasn't your boy with the Chiefs, Fred Williamson?
Fred the Hammer Williamson, the first one who wore white shoes, man. And the first Super Bowl.
I used to love to see him and Jim Brown and them black exploitation movies. Oh, my God.
I was watching one.
That was clean brothers then. Afro tight. They were smacking around people.
I was watching one the other night, man. But anyway,
which one?
Man, anyway, let's get to this, man. It's what? This is June, the end of June. You're getting ready in a month. Camp starts.
Gilbert,
what are you feeling? What are the players feeling at this time? They've had the rookie camp. Now everybody is, you know, left alone, and now you're really working out. If you're looking to make the team, you're working every second of every day, right? I mean, you can't do nothing but think about the game right now.
Just about her. I mean, I used to be guilty of telling myself I'll wake up today, let's say on today, and say, man, I better get up and start working out, man, you know. And then the day get away from you. And then the next day, oh, man, I better get up and start working out. So by the time camp come around, you'd be like, man, I should have worked.
But
it's dedication.
Yeah, but you already had a name for yourself. I'm talking about these young guys trying to make it, man. That's all. Got to be. They got to lock themselves up, right?
I mean, being a rookie, being a unrestricted rookie, being a guy that's just trying to get on a team, undrafted guy.
Right.
You best to be in the lab doing what you're supposed to do. You got to, man, just because you don't know what's expected of you. You don't know if you're going to make this team or not. So you got to put it down before you put it down.
So it's got to be hard for a guy, Gilbert, because once they make it to Lambeau Field or any of the other pro teams and somebody called them and said, we want you to come and try out. These are all guys who've been stars wherever they've been.
Yeah.
Right? They never had to worry about if I'm going to make it. They were the star wherever they were. I mean, is it safe to say that?
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you this. That first preseason game, but as a Green Bay Packer, which no other team can say this because everybody else sucks. As a Green Bay Packer, your first game is family night.
Right, right.
Because in Green Bay Packer world, it's standing room only on family night.
Yeah, but Gilbert.
That's just a scrimmage for anybody else. So, but that's a full-fledged game for us.
But during your time, they hit on family night, right?
Oh, it's a – yeah.
They're not really hitting now.
I don't know about now. I don't even want to watch it now. But I know. Back when we played, it was a controlled ass whooping going on.
How can you control a whooping?
Because now everybody out there, your girlfriend finally came up and seen you after, and now you get to be whooping somebody's tail in front of everybody that you love. And everybody that's watching you and the media is critiquing you. So you got to go out there and put it down, man. You can't go out there and say, oh, this is just another practice. No.
Let me ask you. So the coaches kind of know. They've been watching guys.
Yeah.
They kind of know who's got the skill sets. And now almost. They want to see, huh?
Almost, Earl. Almost. Okay. Because when the lights come on, when there's people in the stands, you get a different player from where you see that guy just going out, going through the motions in practice. You see what I'm saying? So now they go, that's why they do what they do, because now they want to see what you do when the lights come on, before the real lights come on. You see what I'm saying?
So, now, because you've been out there, so we're trying to get the fans and the people listening to try to comprehend what that means when the light comes on. So when you're on the practice field and they're timing you and you running hard and you think you're giving it your level best and everything you got, it's levels to it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. There's a switch that you got to turn on, Earl.
Does everybody have a switch?
No, they don't. That's why they get cut. You got to understand, Earl, when you're out and you're running a route. Let's say you're running a route, but you run a 4.5 or 4.6. But when game time come on,
it better be 4.4.
You running a 4.3 or 4.4. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to be able to show that, or you're gonna get cut. You got to be able to be a man and take that double team on. If you don't take that double team on, you're gonna get cut.
Well, a double team is a whooping.
What I just say, a controlled ass whooping.
Hey, man.
Now, when it comes on Sunday, it's an unleashed ass whooping.
Did you ever take one?
A what?
A whooping.
An ass whooping?
Yeah.
No, I give them. I don't take them.
Even in a double team?
I give them. I don't take them. I was a grown-ass man amongst boys out there, huh? Mama Brown ain't make no pump.
You know, man, I just wonder, man, you know, when these guys, they're working hard, man, they're putting it all. And even back then, you guys had 6 preseason games, Gilbert.
Oh, it was a lot of preseason games.
Yeah, you had 6 preseason games.
Girl, let me explain something to you. We had St. Norbert's.
Right.
The college. In the hallway. When it's so quiet and you can hear somebody walking down the hallway in your dorm room.
Right.
So at 6 o'clock in the morning, and the Grim Reaper come knocking on your door. You hear that, man. You can hear them knock on the other guy's door and say, hey, man, when you get up this morning, grab your playbook. The coach want to see you. Dog. And that Grim Reaper for us was Reggie McKenzie. He would come knock on your door and tell you, hey, man, the Grim Reaper want to see you. Oh my God. Oh my God. He one time they knocked on my door. I said, oh Lord.
That's
he opened the door. I said, hey man, what you want, man? What you want? Hey man, don't get your stuff today. We need to see your stuff today. Okay.
Let me ask you, man. It's gotta be heartbreaking. You know, when you leave it all out there. You know, like I said, they used to have 6 preseason games. So, yeah. So everybody would get a real chance in 3 preseason games. Everybody really can't get a fair shot, right?
It's up to you, Earl. You've been taught from day one. Every time you put your hand in the dirt is your opportunity to shine. So it's on you. You can't get mad at them if you're not doing your job, hey, Gilbert, and taking hold of your responsibility.
Is it, I know, but you guys see it that way. Is it that they're not doing what they should do? Or is it just that they're not getting enough time to get to show what they can do?
Earl, if they tell you, you only got 4 plays to make us love you, you better take those 4 plays and do something.
You can show them in 4 plays?
I can show them in 2.
Hold that thought, man. Hold that thought. Got to go to a break.
I'm a bad man.
I know, man, but what about the other guys? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger and Earl Ingram. We'll be right back.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Houston. Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered storms today. Otherwise, mainly clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 92. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 65, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 88. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 77.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's under the helmet with the gravedigger. You know, Gilbert, so the Grim Reaper knocks on the door. And guys that you've become friends with, guys you've been pulling for, guys who, you know, let's say defensive tackles and the guys you connected with, defensive linemen, and you kind of build a fraternity, right? These young guys, you've been around, they're watching you, they're learning, and you're pulling for them. And how's that feel, man? You got, you know, when the guy don't make it.
It's one of those days where you come in the locker room and their locker's cleaned out because you didn't know.
Right.
You didn't know. They didn't know. I mean, I ain't gonna say his name. I had one cat that we was thick as thieves together, man. My first couple years in Green Bay. And he had a swim move that could not be unmatched. He would beat you off the line, and some of the offensive linemen was still in their stain.
So he'd get under him.
That all was good until one day we went in and we had to do a tested. So me and him was together the whole summer working out, doing what we had, because I used to stay in Green Bay. I ain't go home.
Right.
So we get in there and we have a bench test. The defensive lineman got to do a bench test. So we, you know, some guys warming up, whatever. Reggie would get under there. They put 315. Our bench test was 315, not 225, 315. Reggie would get under there, pop out about, I don't know, 20, 25.
Yeah, he was a strong man.
315. I get under there. I'm getting about 18, 19. My homeboy that I love to death, he gets under there. They take it off the, you know, you got a spotter. They take it off the rack.
Right.
It goes straight to his chest. It goes straight to his chest and don't move. Oh, come on. They put it back on the rack for him. That end of the day, I ain't see him no more.
Was he a veteran?
Over a bench test.
Was he a veteran?
No, he wasn't a veteran. Oh, he was okay. A young guy.
Yeah.
He was gone. I ain't never seen him again.
You know, man, you know, Gilbert, yeah, as we ramp up towards the season, I can't wait, man, till we get a chance to talk about what happens after the games and all those kind of things, because in the twinkling of an eye, it'll be here, right? The games and all that stuff going to be here.
You know what, Earl? There is no other team that you can get your confidence up. You got to get your mind right to open up with the Chicago Bears.
Oh, man. Man,
there are no other team that you can. They the get right team. We need to get right. So let's pick the Chicago Bears to get right.
Look, man, opening game, the Packers and the Bears.
Hey, guess what? In a couple weeks, I think in July, I got to go do a softball game. Me, a softball game. Well, guess who? Mike Singletary of the Chicago Bears.
Let me, so here was a guy who was undersized. Mike Singletary wasn't a big man, was he?
Mike Singletary, he goes into that realm of wow. I mean, you look at a middle linebacker like that, and you think of, well, when did Ray Lewis and all them boys get that tenacity, that fire?
Yeah, but Ray Lewis was a big man. Mike Singletary was kind of a short guy. Gilbert, I don't think he weighed more than 225.
Don't get it twisted though. Them little guys, look at Sam Mills.
Oh yeah.
Sam Mills was a monster. At 5'9", 5'8".
Right.
Tell me a little guy, they get caught up in all this 6'5", 6'. Don't tell me you can never measure a man's heart. Never.
Gilbert, you know, they probably couldn't play today.
I beg to differ, man. I beg to differ.
Look the lineman, Gilbert, 320.
I know some dudes that's 5'5 and knock your teeth out.
I know, man. But I'm not a knock pro football your teeth player. Out. But I'm not a pro football player.
No, we ain't talking about you, Earl. You 5'2 and you 5'2 and gray hair. You ain't knocking nothing out but a sandwich.
If they look today at the stats, the physical stats of that same man you talking about, great Hall of Fame player, Mike Singletary, because I saw him play all in his career, they would say too small.
They would, but you got to give him, by his play, you got to give him an opportunity to see what he can do. And he going to show you. Remember I told you about them four plays?
Right.
Singletary will show you in 2-2. He'll show it to you. Just give him a lead. If anybody know what a lead is where the quarterback drops back, the fullback is coming through the hole with the tailback coming right behind. a great linebacker is going to stone that fullback in the hole so that running back will run right up his back and go nowhere.
Oh, okay.
That's a Mike Singletary staple play.
So Gilbert, right now the Packers, number 74, he's an offensive tackle. He's a left tackle, I think, or a right tackle for the Packers. Just signed that big contract.
Right tackle.
Big guy, yeah. Big boy.
Yeah.
He coming through that hole, and Singletary weighs 230. Singletary got his hands full.
Oh, he got his hands full, but guess what? Big boy going to have his hands full, too. Because if Singletary get up under that chin, it's old. It's all about leverage. It's all about leverage, and that boy had leverage, man. And he had the heart to play. And I'm talking about a Chicago Bear, too. I'm about to throw up.
Hey Gilbert, man, we at the end.
Nitschke had it, too, now.
Hey Gilbert, we at the end.
Look at this, man. Time flies when we're having fun.
Yeah, man. It does, man. It's always good to see you. It's always good to talk to you, my friend. We'll be in touch. Hey, I got to talk to you about what we talked about earlier, so I'm going to reach out to you early, later on this afternoon.
Okay, brother.
All right.
Calvin, I'll let you.
That's Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. It's Monday. That means Mondays with my co-host, Sandy Williams.
Big Sandy?
Yeah, Sandy is here. We'll be back.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called.
ABC News.